this attitude of gratitude, which is a good attitude to always remain in, I just want to thank everybody that has been involved in this weekend, because I know as an administrator as well how much it takes to put a conference together and all of the parts of the body that it takes to do so many different behind-the-scenes things that maybe aren't happening right up here, but are helping make everything happen up here. So on behalf of us, not only do we want to thank Pastors Steve and Janet, but also all of those that have labored so diligently and so cheerfully to help put this together. So thank you, and let's give them a clap. And just praise God for you, because it does take the body. We need each other. And tonight we're excited because we are going to partner with each and every one of you. And tonight's a night of impartation. And so we're going to join our faith with yours tonight. And there's going to be a time where we're going to lay our hands on you, lay our jumper cables on you, and just know that together we're two or more gathered in his midst. He's there. And we come into agreement for the greater glory to be released in your life. So we're so excited for tonight. It's a night of impartation. Anything can happen, and it probably will. Keep your eyes open. Look for the miracles. Keep your ears open. Listen to the new sound. And step into the new that he has for you. Amen? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Janet. Praise God. Tonight is a night of impartation. Are you ready to receive an impartation? Yeah, absolutely. I am. I'm ready to receive something new from God, too. I mean, I've seen a lot of wonderful things in God, but there's a whole lot I haven't seen, and I want to see. There's a whole lot of things I've heard from God, things that have been released from the Spirit into my spirit, but there's also a whole lot of things I have yet to hear, things that have yet to be revealed, and I want to know the mysteries of God. I want to go deeper in God than I've ever been before. I want to experience him in ways that others have never experienced him before. I want to be in that place where his glory is revealed to such a manner where it's unmistakable, undeniable, the power of his presence that's resident and abiding within my life. Hallelujah. How many want to be changed by that glory? Yeah, absolutely. Hallelujah. I tell you, several years ago, I told you a few days ago, that when I was 16 years old, I had a powerful encounter with God, with the Holy Spirit. And although I had grown up in the church, fifth generation Pentecostal, it wasn't until I was 16 years old that really the lights were turned on, and suddenly it was not just a salvation experience, but it was a living, breathing relationship with God, where the power of the Holy Spirit became so evident in my life. And in that, there was greater hunger and desire that began to be created within me for the things of God. And I remember right after I had that encounter, my grandfather, who had been a Pentecostal pastor for many, many years, he came to me and he said, "Joshua, I want to give you a book about real revival." And so he handed me this book by a lady named Ruth Ward Heflin. And it was a book called Glory, Experiencing the Atmosphere of Heaven. And I had never, ever heard about Ruth Heflin before. I didn't know anything about her ministry. But my grandfather recommended this book, and I began to dig into it, and I began to read it. And suddenly, it was like the whole journey I was on at that moment in my life was literally something that Sister Ruth was explaining page by page as I went through the book. It was like she understood where I was at and what I was going through. It was as though God had given her a blueprint for revival, or a blueprint for glory. And I began reading it, and there was such an impartation that came through the pages of that book. Now, let me tell you, there is impartation that can come through resource. God can use the pages of a book. God can use a CD, an audio CD. God can use an MP3 over the internet. God can use a DVD or a VHS video if you're still stuck back in the late 80s, early 90s. But God can use the resource to literally release an impartation. Now, in my heart, after reading Sister Ruth's books, I wanted to get to meet her. I wanted to know her. I wanted to sit under her ministry. I wanted her to lay her hands on me. And although these were my desires, I never ever got to meet Sister Ruth Heflin. She actually passed on to glory a short while later. And although I had wanted to be in her meetings, I never got to be in her meetings. Although I wanted her to pray for me, I never got to meet her. She never got to pray for me. But it's interesting that years later, in many places that I minister, people will come up to me and they'll say, "You were mentored by Ruth Heflin, weren't you?" And I say, what are you talking about? They said, "Well, you knew her very well, didn't you?" I said, "No, I never knew her." "Well, she must have prayed for you." "No, she never prayed for me." They said, "Well, it's interesting because you carry that same kind of glory atmosphere that she carried in her life." Let me tell you, there is power in impartation. And I do have to say this. I don't believe I carry the same glory atmosphere that Sister Ruth carries, although it may come across and express itself in the same manner. I believe I carry that glory atmosphere that God has given to Joshua Mills to carry. Okay? And God has something for you to carry too. But it's interesting how there can be cross-pollination in the Spirit as we come into contact with the impartation of God, the same Holy Spirit that was resident and working within Sister Ruth Heflin's life and ministry is the same Holy Spirit that's living and working and residing and ministering through my ministry. Isn't that awesome? And so I feel as though I received an impartation through the resource, through the book. Right after I had read Sister Ruth Heflin's book, I was reading Charisma Magazine. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's a charismatic Christian magazine in America. And I was reading Charisma Magazine, and there was a full-page advertisement that said, "Do you want to heal the sick?" And I don't know, I was 16 years old. This sounded like a good idea to me. You know, I didn't have a lot of theological problems about it. I just, yeah, it seems like that'd be something Jesus would want to do is heal the sick. And so the ad said, "Do you want to heal the sick?" And in my heart, I said, "Yes, I do." And then there was mention of some books and some VHS videos. Now I'm dating myself a little bit. But there was mention of these resources that you could purchase and learn keys and principles from these authors, from these ministers named Charles and Francis Hunter, the Happy Hunters. Has anybody ever heard of the Happy Hunters? Yeah, they're wonderful healing evangelists, ministers that would go around the world training the lay people, training the body of Christ, giving the revelation that it wasn't just the pastors that could heal the sick or the evangelists or the prophets that could do this kind of work in the ministry, but that actually, we could rise up as those that were children, sons and daughters of God, and we could actually lay our hands on the sick and see them recover. And so I saved up all of my money. It was like maybe $35 or something like that, $35 US. And I began saving my money, and I put it together. It was really significant for me because I didn't have a lot of money as a student. And I put it all together, and I finally got a U.S. money order, and I sent away in the mail for this book and video collection. And a few weeks later, it arrived in the mail, and I was so excited about getting these books and videos, and they came in the mail, and of course, I devoured them. I mean, just like a hungry lion. I was in that stuff day and night, and I read through the whole How to Heal the Sick book and the Handbook for Healing and the How to Receive and Maintain a Healing book. I mean, I read them all, and I watched the VHSs, and I don't know, it was maybe 12 or 14 hours. It was a lot of hours of VHS video, and I devoured it, and I got so blessed because there was an impartation that was in that resource for me to walk into the same kinds of things that Charles and Francis Hunter were walking in their ministry. And so I was so thankful for it. I began to put into practice the things that I had learned. Now, this is a big key right here. When you receive revelation, revelation always demands an activation in order to produce a manifestation. Some people, they hear the word, receive the word, sit under the revelation, receive wisdom. I mean, divine, awesome, revelatory wisdom from heaven. But then the question is, what are you going to do about what God has now put in your life? What are you going to do about the seeds that God has sown into your spirit? The Bible says don't just be a hearer of the word only, but be a doer of it. How many want to be a doer of the word? I mean, act on the things that God is giving to you. There's been things that God has imparted over this weekend that you can't just let them sit in your life, but you have to let what's on the inside flow to the outside. I think that's the prophetic word of the Lord this weekend. Let what's on the things that are being birthed in the spirit, let God manifest them from the spirit into the natural. Absolutely. And so I began to put these things into practice, and I began seeing that God was manifesting for me and working miracles for me, even in the same way that he was working for Charles and Francis. And I realized that his word really works, and that there's impartation that comes from the Spirit of glory. Now, I got so excited about this. I sat down. Now, remember, I'm a high school student, and so I sat down. I have lots of time on my hands, right? And so I sat down, and I began writing Charles and Francis a little letter, handwritten letter, thanking them for their books and how much I enjoyed them and how I was doing what they told me to do and I was seeing God work miracles. And I wrote them this little tiny letter and I put it in the mail and I sent it off to them, never thinking that they would ever respond, but hoping that maybe possibly they would actually be able to read my letter and just know how thankful I was and how blessed I was because of their ministry. And a couple weeks later, I got a letter in the mail from the office of Charles and Francis Hunter. And I opened it up. I thought, I'm not expecting anything from that. I opened it up, and it was a letter, a personal letter from Frances saying how thankful she was to receive my testimony and my letter, that she was so glad that I'd read the book, so glad that I'd watched the videos, and that they were working and that God was releasing miracles through my life. Now, I don't know. I was 16 years old. I don't know whether I was dumb enough to think or smart enough to think, but I thought, I guess, you know, I wrote Frances. Frances wrote me back. I guess she wants to be pen pals. So I wrote her back another letter. And a couple weeks later, she wrote me back another letter. And then I wrote her another letter, and she wrote me back another letter. And we continued in this way, just writing back and forth. Now, you have to understand, I'm just a teenage kid. Nobody knows about me. No, you know, sometimes you wonder if God even sees you, because I'm just this little tiny kid up in Canada somewhere, stuck in the cold, hating the cold, you know. And here, Frances Hunter, this woman who's traveling all over the world, and God's used her to write hundreds of books, and she's resourcing the body of Christ, and she's spending time to write a letter to me. And so I write back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and this goes on for several years. And it's amazing because through the correspondence, I was able to tell Francis about the victories that God had released in my life and the things that God had done. And as he began to take me into ministry, I began to write about that, and she began to encourage me and continually, you know, just speak words of life and encouragement into my life. And so before we know it, you know, We're corresponding through this pen pal relationship for 5-6 years, and God begins giving us ministry platforms, and God begins opening up doors of opportunity for us. And Charles and Francis Hunter were having their very last healing explosion. The last big one that they were going to do was going to be at the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. And Francis Hunter invited us to come and join them at the Astrodome and actually sit on the platform with them with some of their other minister guests. Now, this was just amazing for Janet and I, because we're just young kids. I mean, I think we're still young kids from Canada, right? I mean, really. But at the, you can imagine, this was about maybe 12, 13 years ago, maybe even 14 years ago. We're just young little kids from Canada, just fresh into the ministry. And she invites us to come and sit with her. But God began to show me, who you know determines where you go. Who you know determines where you go. I want you to write that down. Who you know determines where you go. God wants to give you divine connection. God wants to open up doors of divine favor and opportunity for you. God wants to connect you with some people and situations and circumstances that go beyond your natural comprehension, what you think you're worthy of or what you deserve or what you feel is adequate in your life. God wants to hook you up with heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ended up going to this healing explosion at the Astrodome, and Janet and I found ourselves sitting right behind Rodney Howard Brown and Adonica Howard Brown. Of course, we had known about their ministry and really loved what God had done through their lives. And we were sitting behind Marilyn Hickey and Norval Hayes and Charles Capps. And beside us was Steve and Kathy Gray from the Smithton Outpouring. And on the other side was Richard Roberts and Demis Shakarian and all these different ones that were leading great and wonderful ministries around the world. And we sat there wondering, how is it that we're actually sitting here on this platform? This seems so, we seem out of place. This doesn't seem right. I mean, all these people have well-established ministries that are known all around the world. And at the time, God had told us to call our ministry New Wine International. But it was really a statement of faith because at that time, it was really New Wine North America. You understand? Like, we had never traveled international. But God had put it in our spirit that he had given us an international ministry. And so here we're sitting there, really New Wine North America, surrounded by all these people who are traveling around the world doing the work of the ministry. And we begin wondering why we were there. But God spoke. Who you know determines where you go. Where you go determines what you see. Where you go determines what you see. You have to understand that Jesus Christ is the hope of glory, living, residing on the inside of you. And Jesus has some doors of opportunity that he wants to open up for you. Listen, when you're hooked up with Jesus, when you're hooked up with heaven, he has some places that he wants you to go. And he also has some stuff that he wants to show. Huh. Somebody say, he wants to show me some things. He absolutely wants to show you some things. I believe that tonight is a night of impartation when God wants to open up heavenly glory to you to see things that you've never, ever seen before, things that go even far beyond your wildest dreams. The Bible says that he will do exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond, more than you could ever ask or think, more than you could dream, more than you could imagine. God, move me past my mind into yours. Lord, move me past my limited imagination into the dreams of heaven. Open up that realm that I might see, that I might recognize, that I might perceive, that I might discern what it is that you're doing, how it is that you're moving, what it is that you're releasing. Who you know determines where you go. Where you go determines what you see. You know, I remember the first time I ever got on an airplane, it changed my perspective altogether. Because up until that point, I had viewed the world, I had viewed my city, I had viewed my surroundings in one way. But when I got on that airplane and I began to rise above it, suddenly I began to see exactly how that river flowed through my city. And I begin to see exactly what those farmers' fields looked like, exactly how much property they had, and exactly how their barns aligned with where their house was, and the forests and the trees. And suddenly I got a whole new perspective that I never, ever had before. God wants to cause you to rise a little bit higher, to see from heavenly perspective. And that's what I was really ministering about all this morning. Seeing with the eyes of God, seeing things the way that he sees them. Get the CD from last night. Yeah. Are there CDs available from last night? Okay, there are, okay. You must go to the book stand. You must. And get those CDs from the whole weekend. I believe that they'll bless your life. I have a whole bunch of other resources out there. I don't want to take it back to Canada. I brought it to Africa, to sow into Africa, so I pray that you'll get some. I have this is probably my best-selling CD right now. It's called Reversing the Clock. It's a soaking CD that I created with my good friend, anointed worship leader. I don't know, have you ever had Steve Swanson here? You would really like his ministry. You really would. He's absolutely amazing. The Lord took me through the Word several years ago from Genesis to Revelation and began to give me scriptures in regards to taking authority over time, reversing the clock, restoration of youth, the wholeness that comes in the Spirit. And so I made this soaking CD where I'm just speaking the word and then declaring prophetically over your life. And Steve Swanson just plays beautiful anointed music, and it's a soaking CD. Some people leave this on all day long and just soak and saturate under that realm. These are the tracks. Number one, Turning Back Time. Number two, Divine Restoration of All Things. Number three, Supernatural Health and Wholeness. Number four, The Healing Spirit Word. Number five, Age Reversal, Renewal of Youth, and The Fountain of Life. How many likes that? How many like that? Pastor Janet, would you like this? I really want to sow this into your life. Yeah, I do. And I believe you'll really, really enjoy it and benefit from it, and it will be a blessing to you. Who else would like a copy of that CD? Yeah? Okay. Okay. You can get one. They're back on the table. They're, I think, how much? You can definitely get one if they're back there. Tonight's a night of impartation. I just want to step into some realms of glory, go a little bit deeper, go a little bit further. How many want to praise and worship just a little bit longer? A few of you? Okay, the ones that do, why don't you get up out of your seats and come up to the front here. Let's get some praise waves going. Some praise waves, some praise lines. We're going to dance a little bit and praise a little bit and rejoice a little bit. Is there a drummer in the house that can come in? Awesome. Thank you. Okay, why don't you join hands all across the front here? We're going to get some praise waves going. We're going to move forward and backwards. Backwards and forwards, to and fro. Hallelujah. Remember, there's a rhythm in glory. There's a movement in the Spirit. You know that? Come on and step into the rhythms of glory. Come and step into the rhythms of glory. Come and step into the rhythms of glory. It's the heartbeat of heaven. Come on and step into the rhythms of glory. Come and step into the rhythms of glory. Come and step into the rhythms of glory. It's the heartbeat of heaven. You know, you know there's something
on in. Step on in, step on in, step on in, step all the way. Joyful noise before the Lord. Come on, open up you gates. Open up you ancient doors. Let the King of Glory come in. Release the sounds. Release the songs. Release the rhythm. Yeah. Hey. Oh, yeah. And there's something on the inside that's spilling out onto the outside. There's something on the inside that can't stay in any longer. It's gotta come out. There is something on the inside that's spilling out onto the outside. There is something on the inside. It can't stay in any longer. It's gotta come out. Let it out. Something on the inside, it can't stay in any longer. It's gotta flow out, gotta come out, gotta come out, gotta come out. Come on, let out that sound. Let out that sound. Lift your hands to the realm. Come on, just lift up your hands to the cloud of glory, the cloud of glory, the cloud of glory. Whoa. Whoa. secret place just to see your face, Lord. I want to live, I want to dwell in this realm forever. And I want to be in the secret place just to see your face.
Step on in, just
step on in. Heaven is open today. Heaven is open. Christ made the way. Heaven is open right now. So step on in. Just step on in. Step. There's no limitations in the spirit. There's no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit. There's no limitations in the glory realm. How many believe that tonight? All limits are coming off. All limitations have been destroyed because of the cross. Oh, there's no limitations in the spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. In the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. Oh, there's no limitations in the spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. No, no limitations in the spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. Hey, hey. Nothing is impossible for those who believe. And I believe. And nothing is too difficult with God. And nothing is impossible for those who believe. And Lord, you know I believe. Nothing is impossible.
Submitted to you. There are no limits.
Africa, let your glory come. In South 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 Africa, let your glory come. Let your glory come. South Africa, let your glory come. In South Africa, in South Africa, let your glory come. In South Africa, Lord, speak. I see a company of glory arising within this land, a company arising, a people of God, filled with the Spirit, a people of God that are led by the Spirit. I see a company arising. I see a company arising in this land. In this land, those that would not settle for less, those that would not settle for second best, those that would not settle for dead religion. I see a company arising. I see a company of glory arising in this land. I see a company arising. I see a company that would take a stand here in South Africa. Lifting a standard in this land. There's a company arising in this land. It's a company of glory that's arising in this land. A people that would take a stand. A people that God would reveal His Spirit through. Atmosphere. life which God has given. Release it in the earth. Release heaven in South Africa. We'll listen. Because nothing can stand, no, against his mighty hand and his voice. I can see a glory company arising in this land. I can see a unified South Africa that begins to stand as a sign, as a wonder to the nations of the earth, as a sign of freedom, as a sign of liberty, as a sign of that which God has created in thee. I see a company of glory in South Africa. Just lift your voice and say, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, come on, lift your voice and tell him, say, Lord, I exalt, I exalt thee, oh, yeah, yeah. Just lift your hands to Jesus and tell him, say, I exalt thee, I exalt you, Lord, oh, Lord. Jesus wins, oh, and I exalt. I am. feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. And I feel Jesus. We can feel your presence here. Let your glory cloud descend. As in worship we ascend. Lord, we know you're here. We can feel you in the atmosphere. Let your glory cloud descend. As in worship we ascend. Lord, we thank you for your divine presence that's in this place right now. Lord, we thank you that every touch of your glory is always a touch of change, transformation, your touch of miracles, your touch of blessing. Lord, we thank you that every touch of glory is always a touch of healing. It's a touch from your divine presence which doesn't leave us the same. Begins to rearrange, change, transform things from the inside out. Lord, we thank you that tonight is a night of impartation. That your glory is coming upon our life
and doing what only you can do. We invite your divine presence to move. We invite your divine presence to manifest. We invite your divine presence to rest upon us, fill us completely, surround us with this glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to look at your neighbor just real quick and say, you look different in the glory. You look so different in the glory. Say, you look better in the glory. Okay, you can head back to your seat tonight. Hallelujah. Just stay in that spirit of worship. Stay in that spirit of wonder. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Shoo. Yes, please. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look at that. It's all over the carpet. There's gold all over the place up here. Hallelujah. Somebody said the glory is falling. Yeah, it's wonderful. Some of you may be getting gold dust even on your hands as you're worshiping the Lord tonight in this place. It's just wonderful. Hallelujah. What God is doing in this place. It goes beyond natural understanding, beyond natural explanation, even beyond natural comprehension. He is moving by His Spirit. I felt really, really strongly tonight to move into an impartation tonight. Janet and I want to pray for you and bless you. I've learned this about impartation. You cannot impart something that you don't possess. In other words, you can't give away something that you don't have. You understand that? I mean, that's very basic understanding. But in the realm of the Spirit, everything good that comes from heaven into your life, God brings it into your life that it might bless you, but also become a bigger blessing to others. And I know this, that whatever God has given me tonight in this place, when I lay my hands upon you, I'm going to ask God to release divine glory to you, where you begin to receive an impartation from our life, some of the signs and wonders, miracles, testimonies, the things that we have walked in, some of the things we've experienced, the good things of the Spirit, that there would be a faith connection tonight. That you begin to rise up into a new place of dreaming. That you begin to rise up into a new place of heavenly vision. That you begin to rise up into a new place of working miracles, of cooperating with the Spirit, of flowing with the glory, of perceiving those realms. How many want a little bit of that? Now, I have to say this about the impartation. If you don't want it, then don't come. If you think, maybe I'll get it, maybe I won't, you probably won't. Just don't come. Don't waste my time, don't waste yours. The Bible says, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. And I've learned that God always responds to hunger. Always responds to passionate pursuit. Always responds to those that would say, God, I'm not satisfied that somebody else is getting blessed. Lord, I know that you got a blessing for me. And I'm not letting go till I get all of what you're releasing for me. Hallelujah. We read the testimonies in the Bible about the woman with the issue of blood. And we read about the dilemma she had, where so many people were pressed around Jesus. The crowds were great and she was feeling very weary. She had had this sickness for a long time and she wasn't feeling strong in her body. She was feeling tired. But there was something about her spirit that leapt when Jesus came to town, because she knew that Jesus had something she needed. She understood that if she touched him, there would be a connection that would be made, where what was inside of him would flow out and get inside of her. Huh. You see, the doctors couldn't fix her problem. Medical science didn't have the answers. And she began to perceive that Jesus was the one that was coming to town with the answer she needed. And tonight, I'm not calling myself Jesus in any means. And I don't want anybody to think that I'm trying to compare myself to Jesus. But what I'm saying is that God has sent us here on divine assignment. We could be anywhere in the world. But tonight, we're here in Durban, actually in Pinetown. We're not even in Durban, we're in Pinetown. And I didn't come all the way from Canada and travel all those hours and leave my children for all that time just to come here and give you a fancy message. That's not why I came. I didn't come all the way from Canada and leave my children at home for all those weeks and travel all that way on that plane in economy seating. Oh, Lord. Even the thought about it tomorrow is... it's exactly what I need tomorrow. I need a transport in the spirit. Lord, you know if there's a time to get it, tomorrow would be the time. Around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, God. I didn't come all that way just to sing a nice song to you. We came because we believed that we were carrying something that God had given to us, something precious, something that we treasure, something that we highly regard, something that means so much to us. But we know that if we keep it, we'd be unfaithful with what God had given. If I stayed at home and I refused to go and give in the places that God had directed, it would be unfaithful. But God has given us something to give away. And tonight we come to you wanting to impart all the goodness, all the glory, all the blessings, all the miracles, all the signs, all the wonders, all the heavenly things. Whatever good God has put into our life, we want to release it to you. And I'm not afraid about running out. I'm not afraid, like, what if I go to, I'm going to be in Montreal this weekend and then Phoenix on Sunday. And then I'm going to be in Scotland on Tuesday and Wednesday. Then I'll be in London, England that weekend. And then in Leeds, then in Leicester. Then I'll be in Wisconsin. Then I'll be back in Finland. Then Germany. But I'm not afraid that if I give you something here tonight, I won't have anything to give when I go. Actually, quite the contrary. I want to put my jumper cables on you because I want to be fresh when I go to Montreal. And I want to be fresh when I go to Phoenix. And I want to be fresh when I show up in Scotland. How many know they need a move of God in Scotland right now like never before? Yeah. A move of God's glory that will unify the hearts of the people. Yeah. A move of God's glory, a move of the cloud that will bring revival and outpouring in that wonderful nation. Hallelujah. And so tonight I want to bless you. Tonight I want to give. Tonight I want to impart. Tonight I want to release. But I've learned this too, and I want to share this with you, this key. Timothy talks about the power of the impartation through laying on of hands. Actually, it's a very basic, it's one of the foundational doctrines of the Christian faith is the impartation through the laying on of hands. And Timothy shares, and he says that you've got to fan into flame the gifts of God that have been given to you through the laying on of hands. Tonight, we're going to lay our hands on you, and we're going to give you something in the Spirit. But after we do, you're going to have to do something about it. And this is a responsibility. And I'm not saying this to put you under law. And I'm not saying this to put you under pressure or to put you in some sort of performance. What I'm saying is, after the impartation comes, I believe God will begin speaking to you or leading you by His Spirit and show you the places where you need to minister, or the people you need to speak to, or the divine opportunities that are opening before you. And just be faithful to move in that movement of glory, that current, that flow of the Spirit. Because what's being given to you is not just for you. is being put on the inside so that it can flow into the outside. I saw this awesome thing just now in worship as we were worshiping. I saw this mighty army of God just arising in South Africa like a company of glory. It was a people of the cloud. A people that would not be afraid and a people that wouldn't back down. A people that wouldn't hide under pressure, but a people that would literally rise up, stand, and a people that would begin to move forth with the power, with the presence, with the purity, with the things of God to transform and change society. We cannot look at the natural and say, well, this is the way it's been and this is the way it will always be. There's something inside of you that's going to make a difference outside of you. But you have to let it out. Hallelujah. I think I've said enough. Let me say one more thing. Maybe two, maybe five, I don't know. When you come tonight, don't come like a rock. Don't come like a brick wall. But when you come tonight, come like a sponge. Yeah. Ready to soak. Did I tell you this last time? Yeah, you remember? I love praying for sponges. I do. Because then you know your prayer is not in vain. It's like a sponge soaks up and absorbs everything that it touches. And tonight when you come for the impartation, I want you to absorb and soak and saturate in all of God's glory and let it touch you in every single way, spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Are you ready for that? Yeah? Are you ready for an impartation? Okay. Now, Pastor Steve told me that tonight we would have the opportunity to receive an offering, and that there'd be an offering that would be received tonight for our ministry. But I don't want to take much time for that because I really believe that there's an impartation that God wants to release even right now. And if it's okay, I want to do it like this. I want to give you the opportunity to sow, and I want to give you the opportunity to give into the glory and to partner and participate with what God's doing and what he's been doing all weekend. I believe that's powerful. And I believe in the power and potential of the seed and what it does in the spirit. I mean, when you sow what you've got in your hand today and you release it into God's hand, you're really coming out of agreement with lack, with poverty, with any mammon spirit that would try to tell you that you're in a place of lesser or that money is your supplier. You know, God is our supplier. He's the one that provides for all of us. And I could tell you so many testimonies about the times he's provided for us and the things that we've seen him do. But I think you understand that. He is Jehovah Jireh. And so I want to give you an opportunity to sow into the glory. And I want to give you an opportunity to partner with that realm. But what I want you to do is I want you to prepare your offerings. And I want you to, even tonight, maybe God would stretch you and challenge you to do something that you've never done before. Take you to the outer limits of your mind in regards to your financial giving. How many wouldn't mind that? Good. Is it? Yeah. I like it when God challenges me, when God stretches me, because I know that he's not stretching me to take me out. He's stretching me to take me in. He's stretching me to pull me to that next level. Amen. But I want you to consider right now what you would give, and I want you to prepare your offering. And what I want to do is tonight for the impartation, Janet, Angela, and I think we'll stand up here at the front if that's okay, Pastor Steve. Because, I don't know, can we line everybody up? Yeah. Perfect. This is wonderful. Perfect. Awesome. Okay. So, this is the revelation we just got. I want the ushers to come forward. And you can grab the bags here. Next time I come, I'm fully expecting pots, like big pots. Yeah. Wheelbarrows, dump trucks parked at the front. You read about biblical wealth. You read about the offerings, the gifts that were brought to the temple. There was so much that they had to tell the people, stop, Stop giving. There's so much we don't even know what to do with all the... How many would like that? Hallelujah. Okay, get your hands ready. Your right hand. Yeah, your right hand. Ready to slap. Ready to come into agreement with faith. And what we're going to have you do is, as you come, you come down, you sow into one of the bags, one of the offering baskets. And then we're going to have, is this right, Pastor Steve? We're going to have you go that way and line up, and this way and line up around the walls. Yeah. In two lines facing each other. Does that make sense? There might be enough for one line. We'll do one line and then we'll see where we're at. Okay. Are you ready to give? Are you ready to sow? It's like five people over here. The rest of y'all are like, I don't know. You ready? Okay. The greatest way to prepare to receive is by getting ready to give, because as soon as you give, you make room to receive something. Hallelujah. I mean, really. And so why don't you stand up with your offering, stand up with your seed, lift it to heaven. That's where your help comes from. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, we thank you that you are the God of miracles. Lord, we thank you that you are the God of divine supply. Lord, you are the God that provides. You are the God that meets all of our needs according to your riches in heavenly glory. Tonight, we choose to partner with heaven. Lord, tonight, we choose to sow into the realm of glory. We choose to give our offerings and our seeds in faith, believing that you are faithful in every occasion, every season of life. You continue to be faithful. Lord, tonight, we ask you to multiply it, increase it, bring harvest in unexpected and surprising ways. Lord, we thank you that you multiply this seed for the work of the ministry, that souls would be saved, that lives would be healed, that people would be challenged by the gospel, that lives would be delivered and completely set free, radically touched by the power of your presence. Lord, we thank you for also multiplying it back in our life so that we can always be blessed to be able to be generous on every occasion. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay, why don't you come with my pulpit disappeared. That was like amazing. That was like, whoa, glory. Okay, why don't you come and sow your seed and give your offerings. Then we're going to have you line up here. After you come here, you can begin to line up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just stay in that spirit of worship. As you move, just stay in that spirit of worship. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
When you came into my life, I was caught by surprise. It was more than I imagined, yet the moment felt so right. You found me at my weakest, you came to rescue me. You freed me of my fears and insecurity. The greatest gift that I've ever seen. It's the way that you love me, unconditionally. The greatest love that I've ever known. It's how you gave up yourself. Now I'm never alone, 'cause you gave it all. You gave it all. I'm not talking about the money, I'm talking about the sacrifice. When you've given all you have and all that you hold dear, your heart is fully open and everything's made clear. The greatest gift that I've ever seen is your unfailing devotion, 'cause it's made me believe. Without you, I cannot survive. Every moment is sweeter now that you're in my life, 'cause you gave it all. 'Cause you gave it all.
Come on, just lift up your hands to God. Just lift up your hands. Just get ready to receive.
Light one candle for the Maccabee children, with thanks that their light didn't die. Light one candle for the pain they endured when the right to exist was denied. And light one candle for the terrible sacrifice justice and freedom demand. But light one candle for the wisdom to know when the peacemaker's time is at hand. Become our foe.
Light one candle for those who are suffering a pain we learned so long ago.
Light one candle for all we believe in, let anger not tear us apart. what is the memory that's valued so highly that we keep it alive in that flame? What's the commitment to those who have died? And we cry out they've not died in vain. We have come this far, always believing that justice would somehow prevail. And this is the burden, and this is the promise, and this is why we will not fail. In the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit there are no limitations in the glory. When you came into my life, I was caught by surprise. It was more than I imagined, yet the moment felt so right. You found me at my weakest, you came to rescue me. You freed me of my fears and insecurity. The greatest gift that I've ever seen is the way that you love me unconditionally. The greatest love that I've ever known is how you gave up yourself. Now I'm never alone, 'cause you gave it all. You gave it all. Talking about the money, I'm talking about the sacrifice. When you've given all you have and all that you hold dear, your heart is fully open and everything's made clear. The greatest gift that I've ever seen is your unfailing devotion, 'cause it's made me. Without you, I cannot survive. Every moment is sweeter now that you're in my life, 'cause you gave it all. 'Cause you gave it all.
Light one candle for the Maccabee children, with thanks that their light didn't die. Light one candle for the pain they endured when the right to exist was denied. And light one candle for the terrible sacrifice justice and freedom demand. But light one candle for the wisdom to know when the peacemaker's time is at hand. Ooh.
light one candle for the strength that we need to never become our own foe.
Light one candle for those who are suffering, a pain we learned so long ago.
Light one candle for all we believe in, let anger not tear us apart. Valued so highly that we keep it alive in that flame. What's the commitment to those who have died and cry out they've not died in vain? We have come this far, always believing that justice would somehow prevail. And this is the burden, and this is the promise, and this is why we will not fail.
In the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. Limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No, no limitations in the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. Nothing is impossible.
Speaking in tongues and discover outcast out demons. came into my life, I was caught by surprise. It was more than I imagined, yet the moment felt so right. You found me at my weakest, you came to rescue me. You freed me of my fears and insecurity. The greatest gift that I've ever seen is the way that you love me unconditionally. The greatest love that I've ever known is how you gave up yourself. Now I'm never alone, 'cause you gave it all. You gave it all. Talking about the money, I'm talking about the sacrifice. When you've given all you have and all that you hold dear, your heart is fully open and everything's made clear. The greatest gift that I've ever seen is your unfailing devotion, 'cause it's made.
Praise God. Well, has everyone been prayed for tonight? May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face shine on you and give you peace. As you go from this place tonight, be praying for Josh and Janet as they got a hectic schedule over the next few weeks. Pray for them and receive that impartation for your life. Go to bed tonight. Feel just the presence of the Lord that you've experienced tonight. And say, Lord, I want to keep growing. I want to keep moving forward. So God bless you. And you're welcome to hang around as long as you like. The music you'll be playing. But we officially close, finish tonight. What I want to ask is, we don't all swamp Joshua and Janet, but we respect fact that they got to get out, they got to fly tomorrow, and they've got a lot to do between now and then. But thanks so much for being here, for being hungry, for being willing recipients, and have an awesome week. Amen.
Gift that I've ever seen is your unfailing.